They'll drop off the bus stop.
Yes, sir, what is your name, sir? Okay, Mr. Pena, the Honorable Mr. Colonis will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Leonardo Andrew Pena Jr., my DOC number is 176858.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the four alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest.
5 days.
5 days till he's out.
Yeah, okay. I'll let him know in a second.
Okay.
You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on this. Hold on a second. Pardon me, one, sir. Yes. What's this?
November 16th.
It's November. On November 16th, 2017, is that correct, sir?
Yes. Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the teleconference screen, at least to my left, at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as your panel chairman. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Pena and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Pena, before I continue with the hearing, I'm going to give you due notice that you only have 5 days left. 5 days left of your prison sentence. Do you want to continue this hearing, or do you want to just kill your member?
Even if it doesn't sound like you got today, I would really like to get out today.
Okay. I want to be very straight on this. This hearing is your due process right. If you want the hearing, we're going to give you the hearing. But I'm also going to tell you, in good faith, that I don't think you'll get out any sooner than 5 days. I don't think there's any mechanism for you to get out in 1 day. But that's not me trying to tell you not to have the hearing. I'm just telling you I don't think you'll be out any quicker than 5 days. So do you want to have the hearing?
Yes.
All right, no problem. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of your supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading the allegation to you, or the allegations. You need to respond whether they're true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take the testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Okay. I will now read from the warrant of arrest, and again, this is only the first phase of the hearing. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a couple of years of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on about August 10, 2017, for the task GCMS lab report dated August 15, 2017. Mr. Pena, is this true or false?
Yes.
It's true?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by use of marijuana on August 10, 2017 for the task lab report dated August 15, 2017. Mr. Pena, is that true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number three, violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by your failure to attend the 30-day ITH program at the Maricopa Reentry Center as directed by CCO Peckinpah on August 21st, 2017. Mr. Peña, is that true or false? Okay. And allegation number four, violation of condition number two, was demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of CCO McKee by failing to report to the Mesa Parole Office located at 460 North Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona, by 3 o'clock p.m. on September 5th, 2017, as verbally directed by CCO McKee on September 5th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Peña, is this true or false?
False.
Okay. Because you've stated false, we need to take further testimony from our community corrections officer. He's going to read us these follow-ups on these allegations, and we'll come back to you shortly for questions. Okay, Mr. Peña?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Grady? For allegation three and four.
On 8-21-17, during staffing with SPO Percival and CCO Pennypaw, the offender was directed to attend, participate, and complete a 30-day ITH program at MRC Maricopa Reentry Center, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85027. The offender entered the ITH program on 8-25-2017. However, CCO Peckinpah received an email from CCO Pam McKee who reported that the offender was being discharged from the ITH program effective 9-5-17 for the following reason. On 9-5-17, staff reported that Pena and other offender were attempting to gain access into a housing unit that was not his and other residents peer restricted his access. He then threatened and acted aggressively toward other peers. Due to the behavior, he was discharged from the ITH program on 9-5-17. The offender failed to complete the MRC ITH program as directed on 8-21-17.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Mr. Pena, what's false about that allegation?
What's false about the allegation was that I was kicked out of the ITH program because she had me enrolled in. I was kicked out without, how do you say, no due process, or I didn't have the right to tell them my side of the story. So when I went to see, when I called my parole officer and let her know that I was kicked out of that program and that I wanted to join another house or say a recovery program. She told me that she was no longer my parole officer, that my case had went up to her superior officer. So I talked to the other officers and they had me come in and I talked to the gentleman and they said, yeah, well, we looked at the video and everything that you're telling me seems correct. So you have up until this date to get enrolled into another halfway house, and by that day I called my parole officer and I left her a message on the master machine, and I had the guy at the Dana house, whatever house, the halfway house that I joined in, I had him also contact my parole officer Peckinpah and leave a message, and he stated to her as I was in his office that he had me in his custody, that I was on a 3-day lockdown because I just joined the facility, and that's, I had to be in there for 3 days until I could get any kind of privileges. Well, I guess I got violated, and she told me that she never received any of these messages from me, so that's where we're at.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take information regarding allegation number four.
Allegation number four. On 9-5-17, the offender was discharged from the Maricopa Reentry Center for noncompliance. The offender was verbally directed by CCO McKee to report to the Mesa Parole Office at 460 North Mesa Drive, number 211, Mesa, Arizona, 85201, by 3 p.m. on 9-5-17. On 9-5-17, the offender failed to report to the Mesa Parole Office as verbally directed by CCO McKee. The offender whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Follow-up number four. On 9/5/17, CCO Peckinpah established phone contact with the offender. The offender was directed to report. On 9/6/17, he acknowledged but did not report on 9/6/17. On 9/21, CCO Peckinpah contacted MCSO, who reported that the offender was not in their custody. On 9/21/17, CCO Peckinpah called the Chandler Regional Hospital and Desert Banner. Both facilities stated the offender was not a patient at their facility. CCO Peckinpah attempted to make contact with the offender's sponsor. No contact was made. A message was left for a return phone call.
Okay, Mr. Pena, to take from that follow-up, you were directed to report on September 6, 2017. You acknowledged, but you did not report on September 6, 2017. So what's false about that?
I don't know about, I can't remember the days correctly, but I do know that when I did contact Mrs. Peckinpah, she told me that she was no longer, I was no longer on her case file, that I needed to talk to her superiors or some other people, and so I contacted them, and they told me to come in, and I came in, I did talk to the gentleman, and they told me that they reviewed the tape, and so it looks like, because I told them that, long story short, well, I went into a building in the morning, and this inmate told me and another inmate some foul words, and I told them pretty much, I said, look, my brother wanted to go in there and fight the dude, and I said, look, that dude's a punk, and I'm going to be ashamed about that. I said, let's go, it's not even worth it. And we left, and the parole officers, they reviewed the camera, and they said, yeah, it looks like exactly what you said was true, so we're going to give you towel. I believe that, I don't know what the date was, I think the 19th, and they told me that I had to have the 19th to enroll into another halfway house or another facility, and I enrolled in that facility, and I called my parole officer, and I let her know, and she never responded back, and that's where we're at, so.
Thank you, Mr. Pena. Mr. Grady, in both cases, he keeps talking about dates or like concessions that are being made. Does this match up with anything in the chrono notes?
I see he was staffed with a supervisor from the Mesa office.
And yes, that's what I'm talking about.
The Federal Zoning Council also directed the contact PO to get into the program prior to the next PO visit next week. He will report to the Mesa Regional Pro Office on 9/13/17.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, everything about the incident beforehand, what they discussed, but that was his finding.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on Mr. Pena's admissions for allegations 1 and 2, as well as information provided in warrant number 2017W3336, and information provided by the Department of Corrections, and regarding allegations 3 and 4, based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3336, and information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Pena delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal as a company.
Second.
Agree. Okay, Mr. Pena, we're going to move into the second phase of the hearing. You'll have a chance to speak more with the board. During this phase, we will decide whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yes, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Pena was released from DOC on June 23rd of 2017. He was arrested on October 21st of 2017 by Chandler PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on October 21st of 2017. He has a CSCB of 12-10-2017 that reflects 46 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. prior convictions, 2003, drive-by shooting, 8 years. 2003, aggravated assault, 5 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 years. 2006, resisting arrest, 1 year. He has 2 terms of DOC, his CUIR score is a 4-4, mental health score is a 1, substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2013, TIS release, arrest for current offense, revoked by the BOVC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 1997, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, burglary, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2002, hit and run with injuries, Arizona fine. Community risk score is a G4, D5.
Thank you. Mr. Grady, if you will, because I was writing pretty quick. After it says no gang affiliation, it said he was revoked. Was that based on the last time he was before the board, or was
it? Yes. 2013 TIS release, arrested on current offense, revoked by the BOEC.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Pena. I'm going to do a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you approved to reside with your grandmother initially at 437 East Tulsa Street. No other address had been approved by CCO Peck and Paw. Did you live with your grandmother for any time that you were on release?
Yes, I did.
Was it for the entire time?
Yes, it was.
Were you working at all outside the prison system?
Yes.
What were you doing, sir?
Landscaping.
Thank you. Programming notes, you were referred to task for your analysis with a color code pink. It says in July 27, 2017, no sample collected. August 10, 2017, positive for amphetamine and THC. August 25th, positive for THC. September 1st, positive for THC. September 3rd, positive for THC. You were directed to attend and participate in MRT. Correctional Health Care Center, or CHC, anger management and substance abuse. Completed the intake process on August 10th and were to complete 30 sessions. You failed to attend the following classes on August 15th and August 17th. Then you were removed from the program for failure to attend to MRC for sanction for 30-day ITH program. I'll just go back to the main points, Mr. Pena. You were missing from community supervision for 46 days. What were you doing during that time?
I was in the halfway house. In Mesa, on the Davis streets.
When you were arrested on your abscond status, what caused the police to make contact with you?
What caused the police to cops were in the neighborhood behind the McDonald's on the railroad and Arizona Avenue?
Then what were you doing there, sir?
I was with family. My aunt came down to visit.
For the 46 days that you're missing from community supervision, why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer?
To tell you the truth, I thought it was all parole at the time because she never contacted me or got back at me.
And my parole was already supposed to be up and I was supposed to be parole free. You had a positive for methamphetamine. Do you have an ongoing problem with methamphetamine abuse, sir?
Oh, I don't.
So you just use it sometimes?
No.
Why did you have a positive for amphetamine then?
I believe it was in one of the pills I took when I was at a club. I was going to a lot of clubs when I got out of prison. And when I was going to a club.
Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
No.
No questions? Okay, we're getting close to the end of your hearing, Mr. Pena. Is your final statement you'd like to make before the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, as I stated earlier. And is there anything else you'd like to share?
Is there anything else I'd like to share?
Yes.
There's not really much I can say that's going to speed up the process of me going home sooner. I just wanted to know all the allegations that were set against me. I just wanted to hear everything that Mr. Pickapaw had to say and just make sure somebody heard my side of the story to write all the lines that were said, because I don't even believe that she should have started the absconding date the time she did. But that's the idea right there.
Okay, sir. Well, you did have a chance to hear the allegations. So the board's going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but is the board discussing your case amongst itself before we come to our decision? So if you'll just remain on the phone, because we operate under the open law meetings of Arizona, you're welcome to listen. And we will come back to you shortly with the decision. Okay, Mr. Pena?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The board is now into discussion. Fellow board members, I appreciate that Mr. Pena wanted to hear the whole story and have a chance to give his side of it. Certainly I recognize and respect the due process of any inmate appearing before this board, and I take that role very seriously. I think that issue here is, regardless of how or why things shook out with his substance abuse counseling and his failure to follow directives, I heard a lot of explanation from Mr. Pena. The fact remains that he did lapse in the criminal ways, in particular by using amphetamine or methamphetamine specifically in marijuana. And I will say that I do not think that community supervision worked out well for him. But I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
I will say before I make my motion, as we stated early in this hearing, now I believe it's a bit more appropriate, because certainly we don't want to violate anybody's choice to receive a hearing, but he only has 5 days left of his flat sentence. I honestly don't believe that we could get him out any sooner than that. So I'm going to go ahead and make my motion, and that is based on Mr. Pena's admissions. Pardon me, I'm the wrong one. Based on the points, the allegations 1 through 4 in the warrant of arrest, the warrant number 2017W3336, our discussion with Mr. Pena, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Pena was delinquent, violated the terms of supervision, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse, in a criminal laser company, inasmuch that he was using illegal substances, methamphetamine and marijuana, and that he was on abscond status for 46 days, in which we could not account for his activity outside of the prison system, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Pena, your supervision's been revoked and you'll be released on December 10th, 2010, once again in 5 short days away. So we wish you a safe return to the community. You'll be coming out. You'll have no community corrections officer, no parole, no meetings, no CHC. You'll be able to pursue your own interests. We hope that you have a productive and responsible return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and please do not hang up the phone. Just set down the phone and ask your CO3 to come in. Thank you.
One question not pertaining, I missed when I was arrested in Chandler and they took me to Alhambra on right now. I believe I was arrested on the 21st of October. Where is my clothes at? My shoes, my pants, my wallet.
With respect to your, and I'm sorry that did not work out for you, but you'll have to work that out with your CO3. We're just here for the revocation hearing. Thank you for appearing before this board. Please give the phone to your CO3.